The New Climate War by Michael E. Mann. The one-sentence summary. 70% of global emissions come from the same 100 companies, but they have taken no responsibility themselves. Instead, they have waged a 39-year campaign to blame individuals for climate change. The result has been disastrous for the planet, and it's time to fight back. What the book says. The overwhelmingly largest carbon footprint is the fossil fuel industry. The author draws the battle lines between the people and the polluters. These fossil fuel companies, right-wing plutocrats and petro-states, and outlines a plan for forcing governments and corporations to wake up and make real change. There are immensely powerful vested interests aligned in defence of the fossil fuel status quo. Fossil fuel interests and those doing their bidding have a single goal – inaction, thereby thwarting the systemic action that could eat into their profits. In the setup, Mann highlights a recently unearthed internal document from an ExxonMobil senior scientist that warned of climate change issues caused by their activities as early as the 1970s. Ignoring these responsibilities and instead emphasising individual responsibility over collective action or government regulation continues a pattern set by many other guilty industries. The tobacco industry had their own research showing a direct link between cigarettes and lung cancer as early as the 1950s, and the gun lobby invented the slogan "Guns don't kill people, people kill people," as early as the 1920s. In 2009, following the unprecedented disaster of Hurricane Katrina and Al Gore's wildly successful documentary An Inconvenient Truth, it seemed the world was waking up and ready to act on climate. The forces of denial, however, would intercede and manufacture a fake scandal in the weeks leading up to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, subsequently known as ClimateGate. Thousands of emails between climate scientists were stolen from a university computer server in the UK. Bits and pieces of emails were disingenuously rearranged and taken out of context, leading to claims of proof that climate change was an elaborate hoax. These inactivists have since been forced into retreat from hard climate denial and moved to softer denial, downplaying, deflecting, dividing, delaying, and despair-mongering. These are the multiple fronts of the new climate war. Any plan for victory requires recognising and defeating the tactics now being used by inactivists as they continue to wage war. The evidence shows that fossil fuel companies are engaging in a multi-pronged offensive based on deception, distraction, and delay. The author also shines a light on a number of fossil fuel-funded members of the climate change denial machine, including, for example, the megaphone provided by Fox News and the Murdoch Empire. They are seeking to sow division in society by driving a wedge between individual activists and policy champions. Divisions that result in instances of the climate movement eating its own! For example, flight and meat shaming, which inactivists are happy to encourage. But if nobody's without carbon sin, who gets to cast the first lump of coal? We should not be arguing between the vegan who travels extensively and the carnivore who never steps on a plane.